Welcome to episode 5 of Jay Won't Dart's podcast. Just thought I'd make a really fast episode explaining my new ending song called You Can't Say No to a Soldier, huh? I got this from No Agenda episode 20. No Agenda is perhaps my favourite podcast. It features Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, who I should talk about in a future episode. Adam Curry is the father of podcasting. He worked for MTV for a long time and is a worldwide celebrity. John C. Dvorak is known worldwide as a tech journalist. He has some great podcasts like Cranky Geeks and Tech 5 Up. Each weekday Tech 5 goes out. It's summing up the day's computer news in a 5-minute episode. It normally has a starting clip from The Simpsons or Family Guy, etc., and one to finish off too. I took out the roughly 2-minute song from an hour-long episode, No Agenda 20. I'll play the bit with the song first, and then leave a few minutes of explanation from Adam and John at the end. I have the lyrics in the podcasts too, so if you're on your computer listening, you can right-click and bring up the song details, and switch to lyrics or whatever to show them as you listen along. On an iPod it would be better. You just click through the information a few times, and it will let you scroll through as you sing along karaoke style. From now on, I'll have this awesome old song for my ending, at the end of each podcast episode. Now I'll play the song.
Listen, little lady, it's the order of the day, issued by the highest of authority. Fellows in the service simply can't be turned away. You know that defense must get priority. So if you're patriotically inclined, heed the call to arms and keep this thought in mind. You can't say no to a soldier, a sailor or a handsome marine. No, you can't say no if he wants to dance. If he's gonna fight, he's got a right to romance. So get out your lipstick and powder, be beautiful and dutiful too. If he's not your type, then it's still okay. You can always kiss him in a sisterly way. Oh, you can't say no, no, you gotta give in if you want him to win for you.
You can't say no to a soldier, a sailor or a handsome marine.
No, you can't say no if he wants to dance.
If he's gonna fight, he's got a right to romance.
So get out your lipstick and powder, be beautiful and dutiful too.
If he says it's cold on those submarines, you can knit a sweater, but that's not what he means.
Oh, you can't say no.
No, 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 no. Oh, then my fatal tin.
So you better give in
if you want him to win for you.
Yeah. That's basically saying, do your local serviceman so he can win the war.
Yeah, they're basically saying that, you know, let's be whoring out the country because if you don't keep these guys happy, you know, you're going to be stuck with you know, what you get in a war situation. Somebody else takes over. Lots of rape.
I really liked it where it was you know, you can always kiss him in a sisterly way. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, and there's a couple of twists in there, you know, be beautiful and dutiful.
And I got to try that tonight. Honey, you've got to be beautiful and dutiful tonight.
And the real interesting little twisted phrase in there was, you know, if he says it's cold in the submarine, you can knit him a sweater, but that's not what he means.
Oh, I know. And then you got, was it Popeye or Brutus popping in there?
Yeah, that guy, I can't remember his name. He's in a lot of movies from that era. He's a
kind of like an Ernest Borgnine type guy, but that's
yeah,
not
he's actually he was a character actor, showed up here and there in the B movies mainly.
Yeah, so that's part of a film, you said?
Yes, it's a scene in the movie Iceland.
Oh my gosh!
And they cut to this song, and I just thought it was interesting because it matched the year, which is 1942, which is the year that
you
were losing.
Born. The year you were born, of course.
Yeah, no, and I'm not that old, and It was the year we were losing. I don't think that, there actually weren't a lot of people born that year because most people were fighting.
Was that before Pearl Harbor or post?
No, that's after Pearl Harbor.
Right, okay. So, yeah, that was downer mood for sure.
And then the Hitler was, like, you know, beating everybody up. Yeah. And so it was a bad time. And I think a lot, but the interesting part of this song, which is, like, telling these women to get, you know, to get to work, having sex, I think it's kind of lost on, essentially, it seems, I think this whole era is completely, just completely lost to anybody, today's generations, or the anybody, as a matter of fact. I think it's kind of,
you mean the general vibe and how people felt and what the
well,
nation,
you know,
was,
you
thinking?
Wonder, because we have, like, the, you know, these war efforts that, you know, like the Vietnam War and all these insincere wars that we've been seemingly in, and you never had this kind of thing where this was actually a desperate situation where people had to do things, and I think the song reflects that in some way. I don't think we'll ever see anything like it again.
You know where I still see that? On Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
Awesome, wasn't it? Remember when men used to be in control of the world? When the faithful husband would go to work in a suit with his briefcase? He'd kiss his wife on the cheek, his daughter on the forehead, shake his son's hand, and skip past the white picket fence to the sidewalk? Those must have been the days. We didn't have the recession to worry about. Oh no, terrorists weren't blowing up buildings. We were going to the moon, for God's sake. But then women had to go and start protesting, wanting abortions, the pill, etc. The right to vote, can you believe that? You know, they just go and waste it on the Labour Party. That damn Labour Party cancelled National's order for $100 million worth of fighter jets. I'll never forget that. I'll never forgive them for that. I could have been a fighter pilot. It's not like New Zealand starts wars. I bet they would have just been used for air shows. Warbirds over Wanaka. Well, they'd dust off those old Spitfires, and then I'd blast through at 1600 kilometres per hour. Boom, as I went supersonic. Boom, as all the car windows explode from the force. Now it's but a dream. I'd like to thank Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak for making No Agenda. I love that show, and now it's given me this great song to use. I've asked for permission to use clips from No Agenda. Adam said it was fine. If you want to listen to No Agenda for yourself, you should. It's recorded twice a week, on Thursday and Sunday American time. So wait till New Zealand Friday for the first episode of the week. Just type in No Agenda into iTunes and you'll find it. So yeah, I'm still looking for a good intro. It can't be long like this 2-minute ending clip. Maybe 10 seconds, and then I'll start my episodes. The next episodes I'm planning to do will be about South Invercargill and Richard Nixon. I've gotten clips lined up for both of those already. I just can't wait. Okay, here goes my new ending. You can skip the song if you don't want to hear it twice so soon. If you want to contact me, even just to say you listened, send an email to jwontdart@gmail.com. jwontdart@gmail.com. I'd appreciate it. Have a super happy day. Bye.
Listen, little lady, it's the order of the day, issued by the highest of authority. Fellows in the service simply can't be turned away. You know that defense must get priority. So if you're patriotically inclined, the call to arms and keep this thought in mind. You can't say no to a soldier, a sailor or a handsome marine. No, you can't say no if he wants to dance. If he's gonna fight, he's got a right to romance. So get out your lipstick and powder, be beautiful and dutiful too. And always kiss him in a sisterly way. Oh, you can't say no. No, you gotta give in if you want him to win for you.
You can't say no to a soldier, a sailor, or a handsome marine.
No, you can't say no if he wants to dance.
If he's gonna fight, he's got a right to romance.
So get out your lipstick and powder, be beautiful and dutiful too.
If this says it's cold on those submarines, you can knit a sweater, but that's not what he means.
Oh, you can't say no.
No, 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 no.